In 1776, America declared its independence from Great Britain. The founders of the United States established a framework for the present and future of this country, known as the United States of America. These founders laid out a clear vision that would govern the land indefinitely. The framework was laid out in a document known as the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. These founders were men from varying backgrounds: philosophers, creative thinkers, religious leaders, entrepreneurs, and patriots that had a keen insight into what the nation should look like for the democracy of its people. As we reflect on some of the founders, like Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, and Thomas Jefferson, one may conclude that their vision for the United States was divine in its principles. Looking through the lens of our history nearly 245 years later, and having been led by 45 presidents, one must ask the obvious question: is this the country our founders envisioned? Truth is divine and built into the conscience of every man. It is self-evident that our conscience dictates that we know the difference between right and wrong. We have laws that govern our lives, and no man is above the law. When the laws are broken, we have a justice system that renders the consequences. We are a nation of immigrants with varying shades, cultures, academic standings, and economic statuses. Unfortunately, as we have journeyed along in our democracy, we have realized that while all men are created equal, not all men are equally treated. Racial, ethnic, and economic disparity have tainted the landscape of America, leading it to be described as the divided states of America. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats, and independents blame the two-party system. Regardless of what we believe, we are all Americans. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. As a country of immigrants, the United States remains the last best hope for humanity. I am a first-generation American, the daughter of immigrants. I have had opportunities that my parents and grandparents could have never imagined. My grandmother always said, "Go to school, learn all you can. Because once it's in your head, no one can take it from you." My parents made that statement a reality. Working by day and attending classes at night, they found a way to succeed. Through many sleepless nights, worries about how to pay for education, and working hard in all aspects, they were able to gain a college education. They have taught me to work hard, do well in school, pay my taxes, and don't violate the laws of the land. I am blessed beyond measure with the gift of the American dream, and I thank God and the founders who had someone like me in their vision. However, my story is not unique. It is the story of millions of Americans. Our founding fathers envisioned that it would be necessary to have a balance of power so that no one person has ultimate power. As they created the United States Constitution, they established the legislative branch that creates our laws, the judicial branch, which interprets the laws, and the executive branch, which implements these laws. My imagination tells me that the founders must be smiling on the nation when they look at our advancements in aerodynamics, a military capable of neutralizing any enemy, foreign or domestic, religious freedoms, advancement in medicine, and the wonders of modern technology. My imagination also tells me that they are turning in their graves at the economic and racial disparities, a large homeless population, including our veterans, as well as the division in our country, but must be cheering us on, knowing that our best days are yet to come. Yes, this is the country that the founders envisioned, despite the challenges that we encounter as a people. I am determined to do my part to perpetuate the visions of our founders. May God bless you, may God bless our troops, and may God bless the United States of America.